Bashir Mem Alf, Misach HaShabbos by Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva University, Tezayin Teves Hei Tov Shem Mem Ches, January 6,
1988, on
Wednesday.
So, Teisves is a very strong cash. Why do we have to learn out from why can't Shimon learn out both halachas from Sefer Baskeya? Because in Sefer Baskeya, so we have two halachas in the Habore, and also Nitlas Nishome. Nitlas Nishome. So, and Habore is the told of Nitlas Nishome. Now, the Torah says, and that implies a nisar to execute somebody with mechuyev nisar bezn. So, what kind of melacha does it involve? Kilas nishama. So, but the question is, but ein lecho kil on a physical level, ein lecho kil kol yisam mizeh. So, why is it a melacha? Obviously, mikalkel b'kilas nishama. Is chayes, and what is chabure told of Nitlas Nishome? So why do we have to have recourse to the posik of Vayim Hashmonim Tzalos? Very strong kasha. So Teisves gives two teretz. One teretz is, but the first teretz conforms to the shita of Chabretam in Teisves Dibra Masri Chutz Chibun Mavya. So the first teretz is that without the Gersakos of Yashmini Himmel Psaro Losei, I wouldn't be able to learn out that Mikalkel B'chabur is Chayv. B'chabur is Chayv. Even though by Sreifas Baskeyen there is in Locha of Nitilas Nishome, and Chabur is also told of Nitilas Nishome, but I could say by Sreifas Baskeyen is not a Mikalkel. He's a Misaki. He's a Mikalkal Maslisaki. Why? Because the tikkun is simultaneous with the kill. When is the kill go? At a time to Nishome, at a time of execution. And when is the tikkun? The Kima Mitzvah Ba'at or Omekeacho, also at a time of the execution. So Mele is simultaneous. And according to Ramnatam, if there is a kilkul and the tikkun is simultaneous with the kilkul, even if the kilkul is more than the tikkun, but as long as there is a tikkun simultaneous with the kilkul, so that's considered mikalkul as lisaki, it's considered misaki, even I'll leave it review there without recourse to his special zelsakos. So here too, Reb Shimon couldn't learn out that Mikalko Mutuas Nishome is Chayim. Because by Sreifas Baskeyen, so the Kilko consists in the execution, and the Kima Mitzvah also takes place at the time of the execution. Some Mele is Misaki. It's Misaki. But from Mile we can learn out. Because there it's not simultaneous. So why is there not simultaneous? Because you could say there it's also simultaneous. After all, it's Mekayim the mitzvah of Vayim Hashmini Yimu Psar Olosei, and it becomes Mukhshel Trumo and the Kochim and so on. The answer is no, but he becomes mechuyev at the moment he begins the mile, even though he hasn't cut off all the tzitzim amakvenes amile. And then when is he mekayem the mitzvah, when does he become qualified to eat truma and kochim and so on? At the completion, when he cuts off all the tzitzim amakvenes amile. So it's not simultaneous. It's not simultaneous. All right. So this is the first teretz. But the first teretz can only accord with the second Lashon Teisves Dibra Masachus Chayvun Mavya. In not through the first lashon. Then the second teretz, it can conform to the first lashon also, which is the majority shite. I mean, the first, in other words, the criterion, it does not consist in determining whether the tikkun is simultaneous to the kilkul or it's subsequent. But when is it considered misake, if it is mikalkel or maslisake in the conventional way, but if it's mikalkel or maslisake in an abnormal way, in a bizarre way, then it's not considered mikalkel or maslisake. It's not considered mikalkel or maslisake. So, this is what Sotisa says. No, we couldn't learn out. Reb Shimon couldn't learn out that mikalkel b'chabure b'intilas nishomim is chayev from Srefas Baskeya. Because if we didn't have the posik of mile, then I could say that when the Torah says l'sivar eish v'chol mishpisich mima shabes, the Torah doesn't declare that no execution can take place. That not even execution of skill and herik and chenek can take place. No. Maybe I could say an execution of skill and herik and chenek can take place because he's a mikalke. He's a mikalke. And even though there is a melocha mitilas nishome in any execution, but he's a mikalke, so it's not a melocha deraisa. But the Torah only says you cannot execute the baskeyan because the execution of baskeyan involves not only the meloche of Nicholas and Shome, like any execution, like the execution of Skile of Herak Chenek, it also involves another meloche of Avore. The reason as to why the Torah asks to execute Baskeyan is not because the tour of the Kalkel doesn't apply to meloche of Nicholas and Shome, but the tour of Mikalka doesn't apply to Meloch of Avore. That's why it's awesome. That's awesome. So here's the question yesterday. Bishleime, the second teretz, is not satisfied to the first teretz because the first teretz can only be conceived according to Rav Tamshi. It cannot be conceived according to the first. But why doesn't the first teretz mention the second teretz? Why? The second teretz rejects the first teretz, you understand? Because the second teretz accords with the first lashon in this is the Brahmasakos from Havya. But why does the first teretz reject the second teretz? After all, nothing wrong in the logic of the second teretz. It seems to be very good teretz. So we said yesterday that the reason is that chiddush mentioned by the Abilezer. Abilezer mentions a tremendous chiddush. He discusses the question when Shimon learns out from Sefer Paskein that Havor, Kalkel Bavor Yisrael. Why? Because the Torah says, Luisi Barish, and there we have Avor. So, why is it also? It's Mikalkel, it's not Meloch, it should be Muta, Milarais. The answer is Mikalkel Bavor Yisrael. So, what Avor does he speak of, Rav Shimon? There are two Avores. We can visualize two Avores. One avore in respect to the psilo, that is heated, it's burned, and then after it's heated, so it is dropped into a mouth, and then it burns the intestines. So the avore of the baskeina cell, of the mei, So does Reb Shimon learn out Mikalko Bavora Chayev because of the Isa of the Avora Ligabi de Paskin herself? Or he learns it out from the Isa of the Avora Ligabi de Psil? So the Abnezer says, he mentions a riot from the Mishneh in Chul, that in Bob, Ilu Treif is Beof. So Nofro Leia, Vinechro Leia, if he fell, falls into the fire, and then it burns the intestines of the fowl. It burns the intestines of the fowl. So then, the halacha is that it's treif. So nechmer meal. What does it mean nechmer meal? Nechmer meal doesn't mean it is consumed. It turns into gachus. But it means that it was this color, the color change. So what does Nechmer Bnei-Mel mean? What does Nechmer Bnei-Mel mean? So it means, it's Meforish B'Gmor, as she says, Levi Korkeven, Adumim. In a fowl, in a bird, so the heart of a bird is naturally red. Normally it's red. And the kurkuman, the gizzard, is normally red. If the bird falls into the fire, and as a result of that, it changed the color from red to green, so then it's red. So we see from the Mishneh that when a fowl falls into the fire, it doesn't become gachas. It only nechmer. Now the Rambam mentions, in connection with mava matres, chibu matres, mava matres, the same thing, achitiosi gachas. So that means if somebody would just hit a piece of metal, not to the extent that the metal becomes gachlas, not to the extent that the metal becomes gachlas, so then he's not chayav mishum avia. So the Abnezer assumes the same thing applies to Bnaim also. So why is there in Loch of Avore involved? Not an account of the avore of the nimai, because that's not nasik achlas, that's only nechno. An account of the avore of the strip of lead that is heated before it's dropped into a mouth. It is put in a mouth. So this is what he says. So I said that while what Abnezer says and the comparison of Treifes Beor makes sense, it's not, it doesn't make sense, but it's not conclusive. It doesn't follow, because it is reasonable to make a distinction between matres and like Nemaim. Nemaim is like wood, like garments, like paper. So perhaps it's very reasonable to assume that this requirement of Hachitosik Achles only applies to matres, because matres does not become niver, doesn't become consumed. It doesn't become readily oxidized. I mean, a slow process of oxidation, but the Chalkudim not considered niver. So it is like Hasne Beya Beish Vasne in an Uko Alpidim. So Mele. Since it is heated, but it's not niver, it doesn't become consumed. So only if it becomes gachless, so then it's like in the same conversion as oxidation, if it becomes gachless. But if it doesn't become gachless, so then there's no avala. Mashein kein, when you burn wood, maybe even if it doesn't become gachless, even if the piece of wood is just singed, maybe it's also chayav mishmava. And minayin, that's like wood. It is something that is readily oxidized, that is readily consumed. In a few minutes it can happen. Nothing doesn't take a long time. So melee doesn't have to become gachless. So while what Abnezer says is not conclusive, but it's possible. I think that this island discussed by the Abnezer is discussed by the two Lishenes and Deis. Tesis has a very strong kash. Why does Reb Shimon have to have recourse to Mile to be advised that Mikalkov Chazur Yisrael, he could learn out both halachas from Sefer Baskein. He learns out from Sefer Baskein anyway in regard to Avore, he can learn out from the same posik in regard to Chabur and in regard to Tilas Nishom, because the Torah says Lisibale Yishmachomish Misechem. And that's a love, not only in respect to Sefer Baskein, any execution. I mean, skill, sreif, herek, chenek. So the Torah says you can't execute a midin on Shabbos. Why? Because of this amloch. What kind of this amloch? Is mekalkin. Eloch okilkin yis amzeh on a physical level. You kill a human being, that's the biggest killable that one could conceive on a physical level. It happens that this happens to be a mitzvah. But a tikkun on a mitzvah level is not considered misake, only a tikkun on a physical level. So we should look, Rav Shimon should learn out from Sivar Yichon Shiseichem two halachas, that Mikalko Bavor is Chayev, and Mikalko Tos Nishom is Chayev, and Chabure, that's it all there from Tos Nishom. So this is the truth. One teretz is that we couldn't learn out from Tzrif HaBaskein because by Tzrif HaBaskein, so the kilku and the tikkun are simultaneous. So it's not mikalku, it's misak. Mashein kei, mikalku b'chabure hu ad tikkun. Let's say, echivel v'tzorich. Mikalbei, so the tikkun is not simultaneous to the kilku. But from the familiar we can learn out because over there it's not simultaneous either. But this teretz, the first teretz, accords with the second lotion in Teisves, Tap Teisves, the Ramasal Chutz Mechibunah. Then Teisves gives another teretz. The other teretz is that we couldn't learn out from Tzibar Yechom Shizich, that Mikalko Vitros Nishome is Chayeb. Maybe Mikalko Vitros Nishome is Potter. So then you ask, so why did the Torah say we can't execute the Baskein? Not because of the Melocha Vitros Nishome, but because of the Melocha of Havor. Havor. Now what kind of Avore is involved there? So there are two Avores, we could say two Avores. One Avore is the Avores of Psilo, and the other Avore is the Avore of the Baskena soul, from the Mehai. Now, so Tesis, the next Tesis, we didn't learn it yet, Tesis says the Kashe, ויצריף על פסקין גופים נורם דורי להכינון היכה דתיקן הפסילו מייסמים. מייסמים. So it is obvious that when the Torah says לא יסיבה או איש בחומש וסייכן ואין השבס You cannot execute Baskin on Shabbos. The Torah has referenced all cases. To the case where the psira was not prepared before Shabbos. And the case where the psira was prepared before Shabbos. So even in that kind of a case, the Torah says you cannot execute. So, if the psila was not prepared, then there is a problem with the avora of the psila. But in the case where the psila was prepared before Shabbos, we have no problem with the avora of the psila. Then we only have the problem with the avora of the basket, with the avora of the basket. Now, according to the Avnezer, that there is no avore, in loch of avore, in respect to the avore of the menayim of the baskein asal, some mele, we couldn't give the second teres in Teisves, that we couldn't learn, our Shimon couldn't learn out from Srefer Baskein, because maybe the Torah only forbids the execution of the Basakein because of the Melech HaVore. Because of the Melech HaVore? No! Because insofar as the Avor of the Basakein itself is concerned, there is no Avor. So what Melech is there involved? Only the Nitilas Nishome. But no Melech HaVore is involved. In connection with the Avor of the Psilo, but the Torah also says even if it was prepared before Shabbos, you cannot execute the Baskein. And then, so the only Mineya is the Meloch of Nitilas Nishome, not the Meloch of Avor, because there is no Avor of the Psilo that was done before Shabbos, and there is no Avor of the Baskein itself of the Mayim because it's not Nasik Achles. So what Meloch is involved in such a case? Only Meloch of Tos Nishom. And still the Torah says, even in that case you can't execute the Baskein. Obviously it must be because of what Meneya? The Meloch of Tos Nishom. But he's in Mikalkil. So it's a riot. Mikalkil Tos Nishom. So, Kalkum to the Shomi is Chayef, so what does Teisve say? No, he couldn't learn out from there that Mikalkum to the Shomi is Chayef. Maybe Mikalkum to the Shomi is Potter, and the reason is why he can't execute the Baskein is because of the Meloch of Avore. But in the case where the Psilo is prepared before Shabbos, there is no Avore. There is no Avore in the Psilo, and there is no Avore al-Pidin. The Baskein itself, because it's not Nasi Gachles. So we have to come to the conclusion that the second Teres in Teisves, the second Teres in Teisves rejects the Avnezer's Chiddush. Rejects the Avnezer's Chiddush. And the Raya of Avnezer is not a conclusive Raya. It makes sense, but it's not conclusive in any way. The Rambam only requires Nasi Gachles is prerequisite in the heating of metal, because that's not something that is oxidized, that is readily oxidized, but in the burning of something that is readily oxidized, so there is no prerequisite of Nasig Achles. Some mele there is, even if it's not Nasig Achles, he is Chayav Mishamavia. Some mele, the one who executes the Baskein, the Eidim who execute the Baskein, are Chayav on the score of the Melocha Favor of the Baskein itself. So that's the reason as to why it's also. But let's say in the execution of Skile Herik the Chenek, where there is no Melocha other than Nitilas and Shome, maybe it's Mutar on Shabbos. So we have to resort to the posig of Chabure that even in Nitilas and Shome, or we told of Nitilas and Shome, Mikalkel Yisrael. So mele, once we know that Mikalkel Yisrael, even the Meloche of Nitilas and Shome and Chabure, so we say that when the Torah says Lisivareish, it applies not only to Sreif and to Baskein, but it applies to every Mrs. Bezen, because the Ptur of Mikalkel does not apply to the Meloche of Nitilas and Shome. That's the pshat in the second Teres in Teisves. So the second Teres in Teisves, obviously, we have to say, rejects der Abnei Zaschirish. Abnei Zaschirish. Then, on the other hand, so the reason, so we can say, the reason as to why the first Eretz rejects the second Eretz, because the first Eretz agrees with the Abnei Zaschirish. So maybe we couldn't say the second Eretz. Couldn't say anything. That's what we say. We couldn't learn out from Sefer Baskeyan, because maybe Sefer Baskeyan is also because of Moloch of Avore. But the Torah says that Sefer Baskeyan is also in the case where the Psilah was prepared before Shabbos. Then there is no Moloch of Avore now. Only Tilas Yishom. And still the Torah says you can do it. Obviously, that Mikalkeil bin Tilas Yishom is higher. So Tiz has to give another Teretz, because there is not Mikalkeil. But where is it? Because it's simultaneous. But where it's not simultaneous, me chilul tzorach v'kalbe, so then yachaname, so is potter. So, and then it's very good, because if we say that the first Teretz in Teisves agrees with the Abnei Zaschirish, agrees with the Abnei Zaschirish, second Teretz rejects the Abnei Zaschirish, then we can understand as to why the first Teretz says that it's not simultaneous. Because according to the Abnei Zaschirish, there is only Avorah involved in connection with the Psilo itself, not in connection with the Paskein. The Avorah of the Psilo takes place in considerable interval before the execution. But if we are to assume that the Avorah takes place in the Paskein itself, that takes place at the time of the execution, so it's Bibasachas, so it's Einach, it's simultaneous. So now we have to say that the first Tarasin Teisves accords with Abnei Zaschirish, and the second Tarasin Teisves rejects Abnei Zaschirish. All right. Tomar Avashe, Maul Isak Mile, Maul Isak in Kli. Lav Mishu di Sovak Rabiude, El Mifore Shua Libe di Rabiude. In other words, because Ravashi says, Maul Isak Mile, and that is explanatory of Rabshimen, because that is explanatory of Rabiude, I'm sorry. That is explanatory of Reb Yudeh, because according to Reb Shimon, so it's not Misakin. It's not Misakin. Reb Yudeh says it's Misakin. Maybe we cannot learn out that Mikalkeil be Avorah. Now, here, there is something very difficult here. Very difficult. This is the most difficult. In general, it's very complicated and difficult also. But the most difficult thing is, in this Gemara, Rav Ashi explains Rav Yudeh. So Teshu says, it's not that he passes like Rav Yudeh, Rav Ashi might pass himself like Rav Shimon, but he explains Rav Yudeh. But Rav Ashi says, in explaining Rav Yudeh, he says, Mali Livashel Psilo, Mali Livashel Samon, implying that the meloche that is involved in the heating of the psilo, of the lead strip, is what kind of meloche is it? Bishul. So how does Rav Shimon learn out that Mikalkeil b'avor is chayv? Let Rav Shimon learn out that Mikalkeil b'bishul is chayv. Rav Shimon doesn't say Mikalkeil b'bishul is chayv. There is no such mandoma. The Gemara never mentions. The Rishon never mentioned that according to Rav Shimon, Mikalkeil b'bishul is chayav. There is no such thing. But after all, Rav Ashi emphasizes mal levashel psilo, mal levashel tzamone. So if this had been the only Gemara there, you could be, if you are obstinate, you could say it doesn't mean mal levashel psilo, melechas b'bishul. Just an expression of Ashpitzalah. But he means Melechas Avore. But there is Gemara Miforeshes in Yevomis. That's why I mentioned yesterday, the Sugin Vomes that says explicitly that the melacha that is involved in Sreifas Baskeyan is the melacha's bishul. Says, no understand the Gemara yet, the background of the Gemara, what the Gemara discusses. In general, it's a discussion of Vesedech Lasis. Lasis a greater, Lasis a sheish, Bukoras, and so on. The Mishnah says in Gomez, Homshes Rinoshim, Petris, Sorosayan, Mesoris, Sorosayan, Nachlitze, Nayim. That means, let's say, Fruvehi, two wives, and one wife was a niece of his. Reuven is the brother of Asher, and Asher had a daughter, Sarah. So Reuven married Sora Bas Asher, his niece, Sora Bas Asher. And then he married another woman. He's not related to him. Let's say her name is Rocha. So he had two wives. One was Sora Bas Asher, and then another wife. Then Reuven died, and he has a brother, Asher. So, Asher is the father of Sarah. He's not the father of Rochel, the Tzorek of Sarah. So the Mishnah tells us that not only that Asher cannot be miyabim his own daughter, she's an elder, but he couldn't, and he doesn't even have to give a chlitz. Chlitz is shayach, there's a zike. Doesn't want to miyabim, he have to give chlitz. But she's an elder, he doesn't have to, he's not allowed to be miyabim. It's a terrible avera. Some mele, there is no chlitz. But a chidesh is that he can't even be miyabim, and he doesn't have to give chlitz. Osha cannot give, does not have to give chlitz even to Rochel. Rochel is a stranger. But the halacha is that Elvo not only patters herself from Yibn Chlitze, patters even the co-wife, the Tzorov. So there are 15 arayas. So Chamishes Renoshim Petris Sorosayan, Tzorah Sorosayan, Minachlitze Mnaim. How do we know that? Without exhausting the possible. How do we know that? Because of impossible. The issue of Achiso, Misika, Mitzreya, Migalis, Avoso, Leo, Bichayel. So, the Leo is superfluous. So we learn out that an Elvo cannot be Misyabim, not she, and not her tzor. Because the Pesuk says, "V'ish alachis, or tzachis ishte." Also now, bitei is an isasreife, and tzachis ishte is an isakores. But it's a lashavish man that they are all arayis. They all have chorus, so it's all arayis. So Peter started saying, and Shin the Torah says, "V'ish alachis, or isika litzre." That means even the tzorim part. So the Gemara says that only because of their sakos vogaler, halavoche is yab, not only rochel de tzore of sorach, even sorach herself would be misyab. So achisi shonervo would be misyabim, if not of their sakos. So nor as the kashe meichet heise, why do we need a special Zerzakosu that he cannot be Yab and Ervo and Achisishte or his daughter or whatever Ervo, even without the Zerzakosu, Meirchateis should he be able to be Yab? Meirchateis, after all, why? Because he had the Zerzakosu. As the Chalice said, like Leibniz, he says, so that's Leibniz is a great. But places in the chorus, we don't have exarchakosu. The generally speaking, yes, is the echelis in the chorus. So generally, since we don't have exarchakosu, that the mess is the echelis in the chorus, so the general loch is, essay is not the echelis in the chorus. So meichatei say that he should be able to be yavim, the arvo, without exarchakosu popular. Oh, so that's the whole shakari. So the Gemara says, El Salk by the Racham. So the Kashi is, why do the Torah have to say Oleo to advise us that an Elvo is not Misyaben without the Zerzakos of Oleo on the basis of the general principle that there is only three Evelaces a grade, but not of a lazy recurrence? Or in the terrace, the salt light of Hamine, Teisem Avo. Without the Zakosu of Leo, I would say that the essay is the Chalice of the Sheikh Mimos. Why? I would learn out from the posse of the Sibarish. The Tonne de Rabbi Shmuel, the Forum Beis, the Sibarish, the Chom Mishvesech, and Matalmud Lema, Matalmud Lema, Lila Rabbi Yesi, Lila, Lila Rabbi Nosan Lechalek, Tanya Borom Elav Yotzes Div Rabbi Yitzchak Nosnei Mechalik V'yom HaRobe Tanem Mishoves Kukashe. Not that the Gemara that Rabbi Shmuel is asking Yikashe that the whole Pasuk with Zivaru is superfluous. The Pasuk with Zivaru in its entirety is not superfluous. It's necessary for the Torah to tell us according to Rabbi Nosn that the Chalik Yotzes, according to Rabbi Yitzchak that Elav Yotzes, but what is superfluous, the expression the Mishavis, the Torah could have said, Luisivaru Eish Vyei Mashavus. What did the Torah have to say? Luisivaru Eish Bechol Mishvasechem Mashavus. If the Torah just said, Luisivaru Eish Vyei Mashavus, I would know either Chalikot is Lavyot. So the expression Bechol Mishvasechem is a purpose. It's Meruve. It's Meusen. It's Miusa. So why does the Torah mention the Chomish Mishichem? Tanem Mishoves Kekashim. Mishoves Matam Olema. Mer the Shabbos Chivis HaGuf. The Chivis HaGuf Neges Bin Dalas Bin Mechutz Loretz. Mishoves the Kosel Rachmone Bishabbos Lomo. What's the purpose of Mishoves? Mishum Rabbi Shmoy Lomo Talmud Eachot. Lifishinema Vichiyeh Bishchet Mishpat Moves Vumos Shmei Ani Bein Bechil Bein Bishabes Umani Mikai Michal Lomeis Yumos Bishor Melochas Chutz Mi Mises Bezden Oyei Neal Afilu Mises Bezden Umani Mikai Vumas Bechil Vel Bishabes Oyei Vumas Bechil Vumas Bechil Veloi Bishabes Oyei Neal Afilu Bishabes Talmeim Oli Sibar Eish Bechol Mishvesechem Ulaun Heimeh בואי אלה לכם לחוק הסמישו דרסיכם בכל משמיסיכם מה משובס אמורים להלום מבזן אף כאן, המשובס אמורים כאן מבזן ואומר אחמור לי סיבר so my love רב נוסני דומה לחלק יוצס so הבורא is a love שיש בקורס because according to Rabbi Yisi it's a love greater there is no chorus in a bore so but Contravenosen, there is a chorus in Lisibaru, and still the Torah had to tell us that you cannot execute the Baskeyan on Shabbos. And if the Torah didn't tell us, I would say you can execute. Why should we be able to execute it? After all, according to Rav Nosson, Slavshi Vikores, Meicha Teise, Essays, Deiche, Lish Vikores, obviously here we have Exeris HaKosuv, that generally speaking, an essay can be Deiche Lish Vikores, but here the Torah says no. This is an exception. So it's Rayed, Essays Deiche is generally speaking Lish Vikores. So maybe I would say without or at all that the Tachis Yishtiz Mishyabemes. So the Torah has to tell us, Aleo, that there is no evil. This is what the Gemara says. My love, Nosni, Dam Lechalik Yotzes, Vitaim, because for Achman and Sibaro, Holav HaChadoche. So the Gemara refutes this Raya. So Sloy Rabbi Yis, maybe the price of Rabbi Shmuel accords with the view of Rabbi Yis. According to Rabbi Yis, Havore, is not one of the Lamedes Gemaras. So it's elaborated, there is no skill and no chorus, nothing, like Trumin. It's elaborated. So that's why the Torah had to tell us that Mrs. Bezdin, the essay of Be'alta Romek Becho, is not Deiche, otherwise it would be Deiche. The least is a great deal of Lisibau. Mashenkin, according to Rav Nosson, that is Lish Mikores, so the Torah doesn't even have to tell us that. So the Gemara says, Loi Rabbi Yisi, then the Gemara Sikashe, Viteve Name Rabbi Yisi, Ein Madon Rabbi Yisi, Evel Lav Yotzes, Havore Gredite, Havore Di Bezden Bishul Psileu, Vi Omar Rasheishes, Here the Rosh Nagmori is Omar Ravashe, and there it's Omar Rasheishes, Mali Bishul Psilo, Mali Bishul Samoni. Mali Bishul Samoni. So the Gemara says, in effect, no. Even if you say, in other words, that this is, even if you say that this Braise accords with the view of Rabbi Yisi, who says Avore is Lav Yotzes, that's only Avore itself. But here, in the heating of the psilo, of the lead strip, so there is in lochel bishlim bal malo lebashel psilo malo lebashel samoni. So the Gemara says in so many words that in the sreifas baskei and what kind of meloch is involved in the heating of the lead, the lead strip, the melochel bishl. So he couldn't say that just an expression. But it doesn't mean the Melachas Bishl. Here the Gemara Yevomis spelled it out explicitly, it means Melachas Bishl. So Mele the Kashi is, what's going on here? On one hand, Reb Shimon says, learns out from the Sibarish that Mikalto Bavor Yisrael, that tends to indicate that that according to Reb Shimon, what loch is involved in the heating of the lead strip? Havor. Here the Gemara says, no, the Melachas Bishl is involved. So how can Reb Shimon learn out that Mikalto Bavor Yisrael, let Reb Shimon learn out that Mikalto Bishl Yisrael. There is no such manoma. Reb Shimon doesn't say it. Of course, it's possible to say that when the Gemara says, here you promise, Viteben Amar Rabbi Yisi, Ina Domar Rabbi Yisi, Havore Lelav Yotzes, Havore Kredite, Havore Dibezden Bishul Psileu, Viyomar Rav Shiyas, Mali Bishul Psileu, Mali Bishul Samonim, the Gemara doesn't mean that in the heating of the psilo, of the matres of the lead, so only Bishl is involved. That Bishl, not Havore, that Bishl is also involved, but Havore is also involved. But even so the Kashi is, just as Reb Shimon learns out from the Sibaro Ish, that Nikalko Bavor Yisrael, he should learn out two things, Nikalko Bavor Yisrael and Nikalkeil, the Bishl is high, and we don't find such a memory that Mikalko Bishl is high. No one says that. Mikalko Bishl is high. Mandechal Shmei, such a shit. Of course, Mikalko Bishl is proper. But Rav Shimon learns out from this evaluation, the Gemara says that in the heating of the psilo, so the Melechas Bishl is involved. Whether it means only Bishl, not Abor, or it means Bishl also, doesn't make any difference. So we should say, so Rav Shimon should learn out that Mekalkel Bishl is high, and we don't find such a memory that Mekalkel Bishl is high. So the Miri mentioned, the Miri and our Suge mentions the Shittas of Shemins, who say that there is really a machlekes between Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Shimon, whether in the heating of the psilo, what kind of malach is involved. According to Rabbi Shimon, so in the heating of the psilo constitutes a meleches avor. That's why Rabbi Shimon learns out that mikalkol bavore is chayev. Mikalkol bavore is chayev. And the Buddha Buddha says mikalkol bavore is poter. But there is the alfuse from the avoras of psilo. So Rabbi Yehuda says no. No meleches avor is involved altogether. There we have the meleches bishl. Now I'll see the Washington here. Yesh Miforsh. There are other Lishenes in the Miri too. Yesh Miforsh. Lishitezu. Shalom Nesho Na. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether the Kalkul Bavore, Bechabur Yishayev, or Poter, Rabbi Shimon says Chayev, and Kalkusev, Milev, and Rabbi Maskeyev, and Rabbi Yehuda says Poter. Now there's a machlekes Hashem Tesves, where this machlekes is logically connected to the other machlekes Roshan. So we go for it's an independent machlekes, whatever. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, it's whether we call it Mabor or Bechapure, is Chayev or Potter. Rabbi Shimon is Chayev, Rabbi Yehuda is Potter. How do we paskin? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, if we say like Rashi, that it's logically connected to the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and the question of Lohar Shnitzel before, so then it means that according to most Rishonim, we paskin Lohar Shnitzel Gufo question like Rabbi Shimon, most Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Shimon, Lohar Shnitzel Gufo is Potter. So here they would have to paskin Mikalkul Bavor, Mikalkul Bachavor, is Chayev. But the Rambam happens to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and Lohar Shnitzel Gufo is Chayev. So Mele, the Rambam is free to paskin in this machlekes, like Rav Shimon, if the Rambam would agree with Tesis that it's two independent machlekes, but the Rambam happens to paskin like Rav Yehuda, and I think that all the Rishonim paskin like Rav Yehuda in that machlekes. Even the Rishonim who paskin like Rav Shimon in the Lohar Shnitzel Gufo. So, but since they so he says, "V'yesh miforshin l'shitezu שלא נסחו עבור ובסקי הם תירס עבורו, שבעבורו ודאי פוטר. הוי אלום קלקלו בעצים, בישר עלוי לנו אז גופי, אלו ענו אז מצווה, אלו חייב זה לא הויו אלו משום מבשל, שום מלוכו בפני עצמו, והרי נמביש להם כאן קלקל קל, ואף על פי שבישולי בו לקלקל בסקיין, הרי זה כי איפה פיתי כדריזר כליאם. It's a remarkable expression. So, there is one lotion in the Shiri, he says that that answers the kash. Here the Gimur Kavash says, Malu Vashal Psilo, Malu Vashal Samoni, indicating that the heating of the Psilo by Baskeyan constitutes similar as Bishl. And the Gimore, Yivome says so explicitly above that it's a lafshish bikores, even according to Rabbi Yehesi, who says Abo Elabiosis. So then the question arises, so why doesn't Reb Shimon learn out that Mikalkel Bebishl is right? And Reb Shimon certainly admits that Mikalkel Bebishl is poter. He only says Mikalkel Bavore, Mikalkel Bavore. So the Miri says, in one lotion, no, there is a machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon on that question too. What melocha is constituted by the heating of the psilo? So according to Reb Shimon, Bishul is not constituted. Bishul is not constituted. Only Avor is constituted. So is Mikalk. According to Reb Yehuda, he says, no, there is no meleches Avor involved in the heating of the psilo, but only the meloche of Bishul is involved. So it's another machlekes. So far, we know that there are two machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, one in connection with Lohashen Tzvigufo, one in connection with Mikalku Bavora, Mikalku Bachabu Yisrael Apota. Whether they're connected, not connected, but there is a machlekes. Now we find that there is another machlekes, whether in Bishul, in the heating of the Psilo, by Baskeyan, what Mloche does it involve? So Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, it involves Mileches Avore. Mimele, if it involves Mileches Avore, so it's Mikalkel. It's Mikalkel. And still the Torah declares that it's Mloche, so it's a Raya, that Mikalkel Bavore is Chayev. And Reb Yehuda would be made to Reb Shimon, that if the heating of the Psilo would constitute Mileches Avore, then we could learn out that Mikalko Bavore is Chayev. But Reb Yehuda says, no, I'm Chilik on you. It doesn't even constitute a Meloche or Avore. It constitutes a Meloche of Bishul. So then the question arises, so learn out that Mikalko Bishul is Chayev. So he says, no. If it constitutes a Meloche of Avore, then it is a Mikalke. It's a Mikalke because it's a Mikalke. Is Mikalke the Psilo itself? We don't have to say is Mikalke because it is conducive to the killing of a human being. And that's the kill. No, not that is the kill. Then the kill consists because you are damaging the Psilo itself. After all, a strip of metal has a lot of functioning potential, a strip of metal. Then you heat it, it becomes liquefied. That's what happens. You liquefy by heating the strip of metal, the strip of lead, so it becomes liquefied. So you have a calculate. After all, I mean, what kind of a functioning potential does a liquid lead have? I can't eat it. It's not enjoyable. So, but when it's not liquefied, it has a big function, a very important function. But when you liquefy it, you are spoiling it. You are destroying it. So it's a melacha skill. It's a melacha skill. But if you say, so Rabbi says, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I am chelik on your opinion. You assume that the heating of the psilon involves melechas avore. If it did involve melechas avore, I would agree with you. Then you could learn out from that that we count of avore is chayim. Because if it's avore and it's melechas kill, no, but I say it doesn't involve melechas avore altogether. We'll soon see. It involves melechas bishul. If it's involved melechas bishul, then it's not mikalik. Why? Because suppose somebody would be mevashel meat, mevashel, you put in a chicken in a pot and would mevashel it. And what is his purpose? His purpose is, once it is mevashel, he'll take it and dump it into the sea, into the soil. Would he be considered mikalik or not? He wouldn't be considered a kalka. Suppose somebody bakes on Shabbos a beautiful cake, a most delicious cake, for the purpose she has in mind in baking the cake is to throw it into the water. She enjoys throwing beautiful cakes into the water. Being kalka is not a kalka. Because she enjoys throwing the cake into the water, so there's a tikkun. That's a tikkun. If the meloche of hitting the psilo constitutes melechas avore, then it's mikalke. But if the meloche of hitting the psilo constitutes melechas bishul, so then you can't learn out mikalke bishul is chayev, because here is misakim bishul. Suppose somebody would be eife, be mivashe, eife pas, kidlizeh kliyam, you'll say that is mikalke. It's not mikalke, it's misake. She produced a good cake, delicious cake, it could be eaten, but she doesn't want to eat it, and she doesn't want anybody to enjoy it. So what? Because, and suppose somebody would build a house, beautiful building, on Shabbos, with the purpose, once he builds it, he's a big builder, so then he'll immediately tear it down. So it would be potter. Seiser is potter only if it's al maslivnes, but bein is chayev, even if it's al maslister. So mele, so this he says, if the heating of the psilo comes to tzilech sabore, then we certainly can learn out that we call the bavor is chayev. And Rabbi Yehuda would also learn out. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. According to me, the heating of the psilo does not constitute melechas avore. It constitutes melechas bishul. So you should learn how to be calculated bishul chayev. No, if it constitutes bishul, then it's like eife pas kidlizeh kliyam. Now, so we have to understand. So this thing, that if it constitutes bishul, kidlizeh kliyam is very reasonable. It's not difficult. I don't know whether one would be forced to say, to make that analogy with Eifikidlizir Kalyan, but when Hashem makes such an analogy, it's very understandable. So that, but we have to understand, why doesn't it constitute Timurachas HaKadosh? Now, I once went over the Rambams in regard to Bishul Matres and Havoras Matres and Kibbul Matres and Tzeri and the Chazni Shamin in regard to turning on light on Shabbos. What kind of melacha does it involve? Maybe it doesn't involve any melacha d'rais, only melacha d'rabbonon. So we discussed it now. That is a bearing on our Gemara, because the heating with the seal of this mattress. Here you have tungsten, it's also mattress. The Rambam in Pirk Tesmil Rashabis, Halocha Vov, says as follows, Hamatich echod mimini matres, kol shehu, oyam chamim es hamatres, ad shetiose gacheles, hari zetildis mevash. Hari zetildis mevash. So the Rambam says that if somebody hits a matres to the extent that it becomes gacheles, it becomes gachlis, so then he is a mirash. How is it till this mirash? How is it till this mirash? The Chazni says that maybe because of that, he says he's suffering. He doesn't say as a baba, he says that he's suffering. Maybe when you turn on the incandescent light, that has nothing to do with fluorescent light. This is fluorescent light. Fluorescent light involves another shadow. But incandescent light, fluorescent light, you don't have matras. You have gas. But incandescent light, so you have tungsten. So you heat the metal. Tungsten is a matras. It's a metal. So Chazni says, maybe there is a meloche of mevash. Because, I don't know, it appears as if he has a sophic. Maybe it becomes gachless. Well, it doesn't become gachless here. It would be pretty bad if it would become gachless. I don't know what Chaznish means. He says, maybe it is gachless. He probably means maybe Alpidin, it is just as if it became gachless. So he has a suffix. Maybe it's mevash. All right. But the Rambam mentions a certain prerequisite. In order to be chayev, mevash or matres, it has to become come heated so much that it becomes cold. Ashetiose gachlis. I think that what the Rambam means, and this is in conformity with another chaznish in this, because Simen Nun discusses electricity and so on. Gachlis means if it becomes very fragile. If it becomes very fragile, because gachlis is fragile, you see, that's what it means. If it is heated so much until it becomes gachlis, he doesn't mean gachlis becomes oxidized. Could, in other words, and the Rambam has referenced what science calls slow process of oxidation. In other words, well, we have to work very hard. That he should heat it, he should heat metal so much in one day. Now, of course, it can be done, I mean, but it's not an easy job. I'm sure that engineers today could do it in one day. I mean, under special controlled circumstance. But usually, under normal circumstances, you can't oxidize metal in one day. It takes a long time under special controlled circumstances, yes. So you could say another pshat, geosik achlis means if it becomes completely oxidized, the slow process of oxidation. But it's not mistaber that the Rambam means that. It's more mistaber that gachlis here means when it becomes fragile, because gachlis is fragile. Hari zetildis mevash. That's one Rambam. In Pilatesmul Cheshabes Halochebo. Then, let's see a few other Rambams. Pilatubes Mil Cheshabes Halochal. Hamavir Kosha, I once went over this Ram, but I'm going over these Rambams again, because it has a very important bearing in our Gemara. Psil. Hamavir kol shu chayev, vihu she yitzorich leifer. Avo, in other words, he paskens like Rav Yudeh, that mikalkel ba'avori is potem. פירוש שיצורך להיפך. אבל אם היבה דרך השחוסה, and it doesn't mean what Rabbi Yochanan says, I mean, צורך להפחית עם קצת. He means ממש a real thing. ושיצורך להיפך, אבל אם היבה דרך השחוסה, פותר מפנישו מקלקל. והמאבי כדי ששל חבר יעשיר את דירוסי חייב עבור פי שהוא משריס ונשכב נוסי לינוקי מסייני ונזכר רודייטי וישוכחו חמוסי ונזק קרי אלמייסי וחמוסי שהוא חייב. And if the Rambam means what Rabbi Yochanan says מאבי צורך לאפרי, so then he means it's like Rashi's פשט that the מחלקת רבי אבוי and Rabbi Yochanan is told in the Machlekes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says Puktan on the law because he passes like Rav Yehuda. Since the Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda, so Meile he says, Amave kol shu chai vish tzorach leifa, he passes like Rav Yehuda. So he says, so, ועבל מי ודרך השחוסי פוטם ושומי קלקל, ועמבק די של חבר, עשיר את גרוסי חייב, אבל פי שהוא משרס. מפני שכוונו של אינוק מסייני, והרי נזכר או עדייתי בשוכח או חמוסי, ונעזה כקרי אלמייסי וחמוסי של חייב, ובחבל בחבר בשעס מריבו, שכולל ומסק למייסי ליצון הרע, וכן עמד לי כסנאיר או יסעיצים, בין להסחמין, בין להויר הזה חייב. Then the Rambam says, at the end of our Chalet, המחמם את הברזל, כי ליצרתי במאי מרי זה טיל לסמאב ובחיים. But he mentions a certain condition, if it's כדי ליצרתי. כדי ליצרתי. He doesn't mention it. He doesn't spell out עד שאתה עושה כחלס. Where does he spell it out explicitly in connection with Mevashia? But in connection with Mavir, he doesn't spell it out explicitly. So, if we only took notice of Halacha Aleph in the Rambam, then what one would be tempted to assume that the Rambam requires Achitosi Gachles vis-a-vis Bishl, but vis-a-vis Avore, Tosi Gachles is not incorrect. But then, Halacha Beis, the Rambam discusses Mechabe. HaMechabe Kol Shur Chayev, Echot HaMechabe Saneir, V'Echot HaMechabe Sagachles Shaleitz, אבל המחבי גחלה של מטרס פוטר ונסחבין לצרף חייב שכן ליצ'י הברזל איסים מחמי מסברזל עד שיוסי גחלס ומחבי מייסי במים כדי לחסמי וזהו לצרף שאיסי שחייב ביוטיל לסמחבי. So the Rambam says that there is a situation where one is chayev mishum mavir and matches, and there is a situation where is chayev mishum mechabe, mishum kibu and matches, and there is the same prerequisite. Mechabe, kibu and mavir have the same prerequisite. If it's nischab litzarei, so shechei, aval amchabe gachle shol matches poter. But v'im nischab mitzarev chayev, shechem leit she'a barzel leisim mechamim es ha-barzel ad she'osi gachles. So here, the Rambam in discussing the manner in describing the manner in which the tzeofim, the leit she'a barzel, the metalsmiths, how do they do it? So they heat to the metal at such a high temperature until it becomes gacheles, and then they dump it in cold water, kidele chasme. So he says, in discussing kibu, he mentions achiosi gacheles. He doesn't mention it explicitly in discussing mivaya, Mavir, but he discusses it he mentions it in discussing kibu. He says, Avram Chabigashlomot Matras Potter, Vin Mishavan Litzarev Chayev, Shechin Leitchi Avarjel, that's the Mitzarfim. Eisi Mechamnes HaBazel Achi Osek Achles, and in connection with Mavir, he mentioned that Mechamnes HaBazel Kirlitzalfe Mamayim. Kirlitzalfe Mamayim. So that means that Beinin Mavir and Beinin Kibul, so Shti Osek Achles is an essential ingredient. Even though he doesn't spell it out explicitly in the discussion of Mavir, but he does say in the discussion of Mavir Kedelitzalfe, and in the discussion of Kibu, he also mentions Kedelitzalfe, and what was the derech of the Litzalfe, at Mechamines Shechinleitche Abarzel, Mechamines Abarzel, at Yosek Achles, that's the Avore. Then, after he's finished heating it at such a high temperature that it becomes Gachles, so then he dumps it in cold water. So then, when he dumps it in cold water, then it's the Melachas Kibul. But when he eats it with Achdiosek Achles, with the intention of dumping it in cold water, then it's the Melachas Mavir. But Agavur, he mentions that in Melachas Hatzil, there was a heating at the high temperature, Achiz Yosek Achles. Now I looked up, I wanted to understand the Rambam, and I felt that I have to know the Metzius. So I looked up very thoroughly in several encyclopedias about tempering. So, tempering is the word, it's called, there are a few words in the English language which are homonyms. Homonym is a word that has two opposite meanings. Tempering is a homonym. In other words, it has two opposite meanings. On one hand, tempering, if you look up in Webster's Dictionary, the big Webster's Dictionary at least, in the Oxford Dictionary, so it explains it in detail that tempering has two meanings. I mean, it has many meanings, but in respect to metals, it has two meanings. One meaning of tempering metals means changing a metal so that it becomes much softer in the end. The heating it so that it becomes much softer at the end, and that's one meaning of tempering. And the other meaning of tempering is that you heat it at the high temperature, at the very high temperature, and then you immediately dump it in very cold water or in certain oils, and that makes it hard. Now, when the Gemara and Shem speak of Nitzarei, so it means tempering in the second sense, not tempering in softening metals, but in hardening metals. So that's litzav, tempering, but not tempering in the opposite sense. It means tempering in the sense of hardening. When you heat, because I looked it up myself, when you heat a metal and very high temperature, so it changes all the properties of the metal. Changes all the properties. It's like a new type of metal. But suppose you heat a metal and you don't dump it immediately in cold water. So then gradually it will revert back to its original properties. But if you heat it at a very high temperature, and then you immediately, you don't lose any time, you dump it in very cold water or in certain oils, so that harnesses the new properties of the metal, and it will never revert back to the old properties of metal. So this is, I mean, that shed light on the Indian of Kidlitzalf in the mind. Why is the Tzalfi in mind so important? In other words, the Rambam says, am Chamim es Abarzal, gedoi Zarf in dem Main, hari se til des Marlachai. Only gedoi Zarf in Main. But if it is, yeli Zarf in Main, not the Zarf in Main. You don't find it, let's say, if you are Mabe Wood, does make any difference whether you have the Kavone to do this, to dump the charcoal of the wood in water or not, whatever does it mean? After all, the dumping in water does not constitute in itself in Melachas Avore. So the Melachas Avore is done in the heating. So what difference does it make whether Chames Abarzal can itself from the Maim and Arzanak? Anyway, there is a Machlekes Achreini when the Rambam says Chamim es Abarzal can itself from the Maim. So there is a machlekes between the Merkeves HaMishne and the Shaar HaMalach. The Merkeves HaMishne and the Abnezer in Siman Reish Choftes and in Siman Reish Lamed Ches. So he says, Mamish, the same thing that Merkeves HaMishne says, that according to the Rambam, when is there a chiyuv of Mavir, by Mechamim es Abarzal or by heating metal, only if he does it with the kavone kedil itzalf b'mayim. But if he doesn't do it with the kavone itzalf b'mayim, he doesn't do it with the kavone of dumping it after it is heated at a very high temperature to dump it in very cold water. So then he's not chayav b'shemayim. That's the Mekeves HaMishne, and that's the Abnezer and Siman Reish Chotes and Siman Reish Chesed. The Shaar HaMalach says something else. The Shaar HaMalach says that when it says, the Rambam says, Amechames Abarzal, Kedlitzarfi B'mayim, he doesn't mean Daf Kedlitzarfi B'mayim. What difference does it make at all? Havore does not consist in dumping something in water. Havore consists, at least, he says, Bishleime, the Rambam mentions Kedlitz, Tzarfi B'mayim, in connection with Kibu too. So Kibu, you could understand after Tzarfi B'mayim, because Kibu is the opposite, is the undoing of the Havore. What is Kibu? Let's say, Havore means when you burn it, you consume it, when you mechabe fire, so then you undo the consumption. So Bishleime, in the case of Mechabeg, Matres, we can understand. But in the case of Mabe Matres, the Shaar HaMalach says, what difference does it make? Yes, Litzarek, not Litzarek. How can the Kavon Litzarek give any meaning to the Melechas Vavon? That's all. So he says, the Shaar HaMalach says, that the Rambam doesn't mean dafke to itself in the mind, but he means lafuke mikalke. Because if a person will take b'mechamen b'azal, when you mechamen b'azal, when the sleeps on mechamen b'azal, so the first step is, it becomes very fragile, and then it becomes very fragile. So some melee, he's a mikalke, take a piece of metal that is hard and sturdy, then you mechamen b'azal and you don't dump it in cold water immediately. So you mechalkle it. Usually you mechalkle it. I mean, a hard piece of metal has more functioning potential than a fragile piece of metal. You touch it, it breaks. So what's the use of it? So you mechalkle. So the Rambam means, Shaar HaMalach says, Hamechamen es Abarzal Kedlitzarfi B'mayim. He means Lafuke Mikalkel. But I think it's a Yedechek. But because it's not Mashma from Rosh Hashanah. Now the Chazon Ish also accepts the Pshat of Merkeves HaMishne, not of the Shaar HaMalach. And Rosh Hashanah Rambam, it's Mashma like Merkeves HaMishne. Because according to Shaar HaMalach, that when the Rambam says Am Chamis Habazal Tzalf Mayim, he doesn't mean, he doesn't emphasize that the Kavona Litzalfe is an essential ingredient of the Melechas Havorei Matres, but he means Lafuke, kill Now the Rambam, so why doesn't the Rambam say, Hamechame Mesabar Zer, Harizetel Deis Mava V'chayim, Vihu Sheyiyem Misaki, Loi Sheyiyem Mikalka, especially in view of the fact that this is the conclusion of Aloha Alev, and in Aloha Alev, he discussed Kel, at the beginning of Aloha Alev, he says, Amvaber Kol Shamaber Kol Shulchayim, Vihu Sheyiyem Tzorich Leifah, אבל אם היא בדרך השחוסה פוטר, מפני שהוא מקלקל, ואמר לבדי ששוח הפרי אסיר, דרוסה חייב, אף על פי שהוא משריס, מי שפני שפני שכוונוסי, לינו כניסייני, ואו נזכר רודייטי, בישוכך או חמוסי, ונזק קרי על מייסי וחמוסי שהוא חייב, ובחבר וחברי בשעס מריבו שקורא לו משק נאצל יצחון הרע וכן עמד לי כסנאיר או יושא יצין בין לי חמים בין לי הוי ארי זה חייב חמי, that's the last concluding sentence in the Rambam, now we're all in חמי מסבר זה וליצר פי ממים הרי זה תל די סמבר וחיים so in the whole Aloch Aleph, in this course, Mikalko is Potter and Daphne Misaki. If the Rambam should have been in the conclusion of Aloha, Klitzafe Mayim, Tlafuke Kilpo, he should have said just as he spelled it out before in the same Aloha. How is it before he spells out Kalko is Potter? Here he says something else. So it's mashmal like Mikevus HaMishneh. And Mikevus HaMishneh and the Avnei are not like the Shamach. And the Chaznish also accepts that Pshat in Rambam. Now the Shlom Zalman Orbach, he has a Sefer of Chubis Min HaShleimi. So he has a Simen, I think it's all of his ways, in Min HaShleimi. So he mentions the Mekevza Mishneh, he mentions the Avnei Zer, he mentions the Shalom Melech, he mentions the Chaznish, that he accepts the Pshat of the Mikvah Zamishne, but he accepts the Pshat of the Shalom Melech, but I can't follow it. And it's not Mashma Loshna Rambam. So the Pashtus Loshna Rambam is like the Mikvah Zamishne, because he doesn't mention Mikalbo here, especially in view of the fact that before in the same aloha he spelled out Mikalko is Potter, and here he doesn't say Mikalko is Potter. So he means Kidli Tzalfe, but if it's not Litzalfe is Potter, even though he's a Misaki. Why? I mean, he has to be ordinarily, if it's not Litzalfe is Mikalko, why is that so? You see, that's throwing the Shaila, you see, in incandescent light. So Yamavya Tonks then. So that's Matres. But it's not Kiddush Tzar. If you say like the Shaar HaMelech, that the Rambam doesn't mean Davke, Litzarfe is an essential ingredient in the Meloche of Avore, but it means Kiddush Tzarfe LaFuke Mikalko, but here is not Mikalko. The very constructive purpose here, there is no Kilko here, is Misaki. But if we say that Kiddush Tzarfe the Mayim is not lafuk in Mikalko, but that means there's an essential ingredient in the Locha Favore vis-a-vis Matres, some really incandescent light. There is no Locha the Rice of Matres. There is no Locha the Rice of Matres. Or, anyway, so, let's say, according to Rashi, then, More Shabbos that in Aleph, out of base, and Kufran base says that in Chabin Gachle Shal Matches Bershus Arabim, Abu Gachle Shal Matches. Why Gachle Shal Matches is Mutter to the Chabbe? Because of the Zeke the Rabbi. So Gemore says, Leman, we are living the Rapshin and the Lord is still good to his body. But it's also some of the Rabbanon, so you know, as if the Rabbi, who either shouldn't be in this Rabbanon, the Lord is still good. So even the Achlo Shalei should be without to extinguish in the Rishin Rabbanon. that is it Rav? So the Gemara says, no, Alui Be'Yud, so, because Alui Be'Yud, she really did Daf L'Shol, Shalit Yal Al-Din Mechaba, she's like, it's good thing, it's not. But Alui Be'Yud, the Rosh, it's a Kuf Yishaye, so, is it the Rav? It's not, is it the Rav? It cannot be Matri Amisra Reis, and I'm not having some rice. Some male gachle shalaisis, or say, but gachle shal matres. So it seems to be in all the fleshes in regard to kibu, that there is no loch of kibu in the rice by matres. Even a little bit. So Rashi explains it, because matres does not become pech. In other words, let's say, AIDS, a candle, becomes pech. Pech means when the kibul preserves the fuel value of the thing. Let's say, I know where women today do it, but my mother used to do it every Friday. So she bench here, let's say, half an hour before she did it. So let's say, about 2 hours before Shkia, she would set, 2 hours or an hour before Shkia, she would prepare the candle sticks, and she would kindle them for a moment, and then she would extinguish them. Why? Because then it burns better. So that's Lasis Pechov. When Mishnah says, Lasis Pechov, so I had no difficulty understanding that, because I knew since I was a child, my mother, Zechron and Borcha, every Friday, was makpi to do that. 2 hours before Shkia, she set up the candles, and she would kindle them, and then immediately extinguish them. That would preserve the fuel value of the candles. So then, when she finally kindled the Shabbos candles, so it burned with the bright flame. That's the last spell. So according to Shimon, kibul is only higher if the purpose is last spell. But if the purpose is not last spell, so then there is no chiyuv of kibul. According to the view, even if it doesn't do it last spell. So Rashi Shiti is, the view says, that even if somebody is mechaveidea, not through the kavone lasis pechov, he's also chayav, as long as the mayor is capable of being pechov, but matches is not capable of being pechov. So the mayor is pechov. So according to Rashi, the whole aloche that the matches is potter applies only to kibbutz, because it's a hesber on kibbutz, not in matches. There is no union of Pechov, only in Kibbutz. Machine came. So that goes without saying that according to Rashi, so turning down the present life involves the Loch of the Rise of Amar. A piece of Pierre Shrine at one time expressed the Shite that when you turn on light, so then it's a comment, because it's like opening a door through which the electrons can run freely. And because of that, so the comment is only Yosem Rabbonon, some Mele, and the Havore is also only comment, because it's like closing the door. So at one time, maybe it was 90 years ago, a priest of Yerushalayim wrote in Torah journal, he was matir on Yontek to turn on electric light and to turn on electric light. So then Rav Chaim Leizer, that's the only contemporary godel against whom Rav Chaim Leizer and Achiezer was master. I don't know, maybe. So he wrote the tshuva in Achiezer, and he was masik against the Pesach, Zvir Shvayim, Chochom Godlechom, and he says two things. First of all, it's not God, because the Hamas says, the Bitke Dinayim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara that will be those Parab Lechayomi. I think it will be the Lechayomi of next Sunday. That I am, next Shabbos. Next Shabbos. So that I am Zion Beis, it's an Edson. So the Lord says, seventh line from the end of the Omer. Omer Rav Kope, Haiman di Kapsel Echavre, the Ashkeloi Bitke de Mai, Girel Dei Omechai, Han Mille Beke Achrishi, Al Beke Achsheni Kome Baom, in other words, he had a pipe with water, and then it has a lid, let's say, one person stands here, and then another person stands there, and then there is a pipe of water, but it's covered with the lid. So then he takes off the lid, and then he's filled a jet of water. It comes out from the tube, from the pipe, and pours water upon that person, let's say. He bound that person so he cannot run away. So then he's hiding Shemuritzeach. See, Ube would open up, take off the lid from the pipe, and then it will start pouring water, a jet of water upon Shimon, whom Reuben bound, so he cannot run away and save himself. So Reuben Yechayev is in Shumuritzea Bilai. Omar Akoka Haiman, the Kapsel Lechavre, if he bound Shimon, the Ashkel of Bitkin Maia, Yerenu, it's his chetz. Umechayev, Hanemile Bikeach Rishi, Abu Bikeach Sheini, Rome Baumel. But if it's Bikeach Sheini, so then it's a Rome Baumel. So, a piece of fear is fine. It's a little bit strange. So he said, when you turn on electric light, so that's Bikeach Sheini. It's like opening the door, and it's Bikeach Sheini. So, Hanuda said, number one, the Ramah says, what is the criterion or value determined? Whether it's Keach Rishon or Keach Sheni, not as a piece of fear spine is human. Keach Rishon means that he just mamish started to pour. He took a lot of start to pour. But if you just open the door and you don't exercise any force, so then it's Keach Sheni. No. Ramah says Keach Rishon means if it's immediate. And Keach Sheni means that in the water, let's say, you open up the lid, and then it immediately starts to pour water, and it hits the victim and kills him. That's Keach Rishon. That's Keach Rishon. I mean, if he doesn't exercise it, he doesn't take it and pour it on him. But suppose it starts to pour water, and it rests. Then it rests for a moment, for a second. Then it starts flowing light again, and it hits the victim and kills him. That's Keach Sheni. So it says, you said, but here, electric light. It's immediate. It's immediate. So melee is not fun. Then he said, Ramiro says something else. Assuming he thinks that it's not fun, according to the other minds and everything. But assuming that it is fun, so there is a machlik in between. The machleket between the Avraham and the Reizeya, the Chaim Shamayim, if somebody mills, grinds wheat in the water, that's like the mother machines. In other words, you put in on Shabbos the wheat in the mill, and it's run by water power, and you start rolling the wheels, and then it keeps on rolling and grinding the wheels. It's like the mother machines in Chaim Shamayim. So the Mavron says, no, the Shabbos, it's only your son, the Rabbonim, because it's a gong, it's not real bad. But the Florida that way, it's the water power that does it. He's only the gear. So the Mora says, we sasakon vlocho, Asiu, and there's the reason as to why the Mishnah says if there is a fire breaks out in the house of Shabbos, So they are allowed to set up the Becheres so that the fire reaches the Becheres, the fire is broken. The fire is broken. But because there is no use of the rites, there is such a block. A sealed or so from a shot, for the more the high and all the machine will be dead. That on you, there is no more of the rice, but the Mr. Rabbonim is on me too. There are many demores that the Rabbonim come is also. Since it's not also the rice, it's a chachomi, the mocking lake and have said money, harvey, kolkach, as in the fire, so the chachomi or not. But under normal circumstances, it's also gone. So the Chaim Shomai, it's also the Rabbon, not the rice. The Neizah says, no, it's not the Melach of the rice. It's only, it's not the Melach of the Rabbon, it's the Melach of the rice. Because even though it's Gomeh, because the Gemara says, in Kameh, in Obasrep, and also in the Baschad of Chabob. Tanu Rabbanon, Libo Melipsi Oach, and Yeish Bilibui of Kibbel Beis Ochayim, Vim Lav Potter, Amai Lebe Kizira Beruach Mosei Aitei, Omar Abai Och Maskinen Kish Libo Mitzadechot, Vilipsi Oach Mitzadache, Rob Omar Kish Libo Beruach Mitzio, Vilipsi Oach Beruach Shem Mitzio. Chabashi Omar, כי אמרים עם זירה ורוח מסייעתי, הנה מילה לי אין שבס, עם לחס מחשבס הסתר. אבל הוכה, גרומה בעלמה הוא, גרומה בנזוק עם פעם. סין גמורי זה בואו בסרה, דף חבוב, סין גמורי. רק זה, דף חובו מדלת, המטפו דומת. דיבי במריין ברידה רובין כוונפצה קיטנה, הבאז לרק זה ומסקי אישי. So when they are winnowing the grain, so, you know, when you winnow grain, so then you drive away the chaff in the wind. So when they did it, so the chaff used to damage people. Because came the rabbine, Omalu Kiam, but Rabbi Yisi, the machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and the Rabbonon, where the Ramazik Lahar Gesar.